13 and a half after 5. Good morning.
Have you ever wanted the versatility and luxury of a car, yet found you needed the utility of a truck? Today you can have both in a new GMC Suburban. Yes, it's a car and a truck all in one. Sometimes they're hard to find, but right now, your Metropolitan GMC truck dealers have Suburbans in stock and priced for immediate sale. Two and four-wheel drive, gas and diesel, Suburbans with all the comfort of a car and the convenience of a truck. The Summer Olympics chose it, GMC, for quality and convenience. Why don't you get a GMC Suburban today? At Peterson Pontiac GMC in Bloomington, Rudy Luther's GMC in Minneapolis, Brookdale Motors Brooklyn Center, Christie Pontiac GMC White Bear Lake, Routson Motors Stillwater, and Joe Grave Olds Pontiac GMC Motors in Apple Valley. GMC and the Summer Olympics. Both mean quality American performance. Visit your Metropolitan GMC truck dealer today.
It's 14 and a half past 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. Sherry Ackerman, how are you today?
I am just fine.
Looking good?
Friday.
Yes, you're going on vacation. Yeah, that
was first time in a while. I did take off some days around Christmas.
So Christmas time you were off?
It's first real vacation I've had.
You're getting as bad as Roger Erickson and Howard Viken. Howie's on vacation. Roger's on vacation. Ray was in Columbus, Ohio last night as the Gophers had a tough time.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Let's see. At South St. It's quarter after 5, by the way. At South St. Paul today, 1,500 cattle, 100 calves, 3,500 hogs, 400 sheep. 1,500 cattle, 100 calves, 3,500 hogs, 400 sheep. I broadcast a game or two from St. John Arena when I was in Ohio. When Chuck Nines used to come out and do the Wisconsin games, I'd work with him. And that was a tough place. I don't know how it is now, but you sat right in the crowd.
Hmm.
You sat almost like in the stands, and they were right all around.
Instead of in front of us.
Yeah, and it was fine if Ohio State's winning for them, you know. You didn't want to sound too happy if Ohio State was losing. It's 16 after 5 o'clock, temperature 21 degrees, and time for the weather. And we're going to bring you Sherry Ackerman now with the nice, mild weather forecast.
Well, it's mild, but we sure have lots of fog out there this morning. It is variable around the metro. Some areas are so dense you can hardly walk through it. Others are fine. It is going to stick around for several hours, so rush hour might be a little bit slow at times. Thick fog is also common over most of our state, Iowa, the eastern third of South Dakota, and western Wisconsin. There may also be some slipperiness. Roads are wet, partially from the mist of the fog, partially from some snow melt. So the bridges and overpasses might be especially slick. Where it isn't foggy, it is clear to the north, cloudy to the south, a little bit of light rain in central and eastern Iowa. Temperatures are in the 20s and 30s. Mainly there are some teens to the east and north of us. Today, once the fog burns off, some sunshine in the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, and Wisconsin. There will be some rain forecast for eastern Iowa and southern Wisconsin today. High temperatures pretty close to yesterday. Lots of 30s and 40s around CCO land, 50s. Out in the western Dakotas. Twin Cities today, areas of dense fog this morning. That'll last right on through about mid-morning, then becoming mostly sunny later on. The high near 41 degrees today. Tonight, dense fog developing once again, a low dropping to about 26. And then for Saturday, more clouds, a chance of some showers, and a high near 40. The wind today and tonight, southeasterly at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Right now, it's clear in the Twin Cities. There is fog. We have pressure 29.87 and falling. Humidity is 88%. The wind is southeast at 6, and it's 21 degrees.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
And I'm Dixie.
We're twins, and we do everything in twos. We double date.
We double dip our ice cream cones.
And when we have our snapshots developed at Walgreens, we order two sets of prints.
If we want.
One set for us.
And an extra set to share with friends.
It's Walgreens' second set print option.
And we still get next day photo service as posted in our Walgreens.
It's worth crowing about.
Twice.
Second set of prints from 12 exposure roll, only 99 cents at Walgreens. Similar low prices and other size rolls and disc film. And say, when the weather outside is cold and damp, that's when you want to be sure your feet stay dry, comfortable, and toasty warm. How? With Dr. Scholl's Sheep Wool Fleece Insoles, available at Walgreens. Dr. Scholl's combines sheep wool fleece and latex foam to provide cushioning warmth for your feet. They're ideal for all styles of work shoes and winter boots, house slippers too. Come in both men's and women's sizes, so keep your feet warm and comfortable this winter with Dr. Scholl's sheep wool fleece insoles, available at Walgreens.
18 and a half after 5, you heard this on CBS earlier. French Foreign Minister Claude Cheysson said today that Soviet President Yuri Andropov has died. Cheysson made the statement when he called for a minute of silence in remembrance of Andropov during a speech to officials in Brussels. He was speaking to the Africa, Caribbean, and Pacific group. There's been no word from Soviet officials concerning Andropov, who has not been seen in public since August. 19 past 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't pay much attention to feed company claims about bigger litters, unless they've got something to back them up. Purina does. They call it high-octane proof. That's right. Purina tested high-octane sow rations on 290 farms. Real farms like yours and mine. Most of those sows on high-octane rations turned out bigger litters. Healthier, too. Since high octane improves the sow's milk production. And that extra milk can mean heavier pigs at weaning time. My Purina dealer showed me all the trial results. Then I tried high octane on my own farm. You know, I've had bigger, healthier litters ever since. That's all the proof I need.
Proof. That's the Purina promise. See your Purina dealer today.
Time now for Thoughts from the Scriptures, presented by the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Good morning. In these moments with the Bible, we'll think about a gentle Lord. The reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark. Jesus left Tyrrhenian territory and returned by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Ten Cities. Some people brought him to a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his fingers into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and emitted a groan. He said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." At once the man's ears were opened. He was freed from the impediment and began to speak plainly. Then he enjoined them strictly not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. Their amazement went beyond all bounds. He has done everything well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. In a few words, Mark tells of a long journey. If we would go to Madison by starting out for Fargo, we could understand Jesus' trip ticket. There is no miracle which shows better Jesus' tender way of treating needy, dependent people. Deafness is embarrassing. Jesus moves away with him, alone. Then he uses sign language. It seems to us that Jesus tried to control, even to conceal, this power within him that was often bursting forth, as here. Lovers are considerate of others. They learn from Jesus. Moments with the Bible is a presentation of the Catholics of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the skies, and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now
since thou seest that I patiently wait, come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Ford and the San Quentin Prison Choir this morning. Whiter than snow. Going to be 41 today. Right now, 21. It's 25 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good morning on the top of the morning on CCO.
Low farm income, high interest rates, and declining farmland values all contributed to a 2% loss in U.S. farm operations last year. The Agriculture Department says the largest percentage of failures involved cotton producers. Those least likely to bite the dust were engaged in either the beef or hog business. By region of the country, the South lost the greatest percentage of farmers last year, or about 3%. Roughly 1% of those farmers to go out of business did so through bankruptcy. Those most likely to file bankruptcy were involved in the poultry or hog business, or were cow-calf operators. Those least likely to file bankruptcy were in the dairy business. The USDA says about 4% of farmers were at least 30 days late on loan payments last year. Those most likely to be delinquent were cow-calf operators. Those least likely were grain farmers. Bankers cut off credit to 3% of their farm customers last year, with cow-calf operators and cotton farmers most often left out in the cold. This is Joe Kafka.
Thank you, Joe. 26 after 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, when you're buying shoes, the time to buy them is in the afternoon? You know that because your feet swell during the day? Didn't know that, did you, Harlan? Well, those feet swell, you're in serious trouble. You're not done that. Wait, we're 14s? 13s? That's not so bad. You can buy them at most stores. Sure, you got to wear a 10A like I do. That's tough. That A is a tough one. Going to be up around 41 today in the Twin Cities. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
If you have been considering the purchase of a personal computer for your dairy farm, your timing is just about perfect. A.O. Smith Corporation has announced the development of the AgriKey Dairy Herd Management System, a farm computer that helps progressive dairy farmers manage more efficiently. It's available now from the company that invented the Harvestor system. You're invited to a no-obligation seminar to see how the A.O. Smith Farm Computer System can help you. Call your A.O. Smith Harvestor system dealer to reserve your place at the computer seminar for dairy farmers.
5:27 this morning. Here are Les and Mary. Les Paul and Mary.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every road is covered with you. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling. Thank you.
Ford, we're waiting for the sunrise, which will be at what time today? Thank you, Steve Murphy. He didn't tell me what time the sunrise would be, but we've got it here somewhere. This is the 10th of Friday, sunrise at 7:22 this morning. 7:22. Wet shoe time, isn't it? You know how to dry wet shoes the best way? Stuff them full of newspaper, let them stand overnight at room temperature. That's all. Don't eat them. That's not good for them. Just stick them full of old newspaper and finally found a use for old newspaper. 5:30 WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. WCCO Radio News, Chuck Lilligren reporting. The Soviet Union has not commented on why programming on Russian radio and TV stations changed to somber music today. There is speculation that President Yuri Andropov may be dead, but so far, no confirmation from Moscow. In Brussels, French Foreign Minister Claude Cheysson said Andropov has died, and he called for a minute of silence during a speech to officials in the Belgian capital. Reporters got a chance to question members of the space shuttle crew this morning. The news conference from space comes the day before the Challenger is to land in Florida. Any of the estimated 5,000 Americans living in Beirut can leave today. The State Department says non-essential American embassy staff members and their families also will leave Beirut today. The strike by teachers in Sauk Rapids continues, and it appears it'll be another week before the two sides have another chance to settle their dispute. 2 days of mediation have failed to produce a settlement in the five-week-old strike. The 124 teachers in the district are still $1,000 apart on a two-year wage and benefit package.
Now, direct from CBS News, this Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Reed Collins, CBS News in New York. TASS, the official Soviet news agency, just has announced that the Soviet leader Yuri Andropov has died. Repeating, TASS has confirmed what had been a rampant rumor worldwide during the morning, that the Soviet leader Yuri Andropov has died at the age 69. With us now is CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips, who is stationed in Moscow. Mark, what is the situation there and what do you know?
The TASS announcement has just come over within the past minute or two. It says, and I'll quote from it to you, "The Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, the Presidium of the USSR Supreme Soviet, and the USSR Council of Ministers, with deep sorrow, inform the public and the entire Soviet people that Yuri Vladimirovich Andropov, General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union Central Committee, President of the Presidium of the USSR Supreme Soviet, died after a long illness at 16 hours, 50 minutes on February 9th, 1984. That's yesterday. Yuri Andropov died at 4:50, 10 to 5, yesterday afternoon. It does not say where. Another paragraph of the release from TASS is, "The name of Yuri Vladimirovich Andropov, an outstanding leader of the Communist Party and of the Soviet state, a staunch fighter for the ideals of communism and for peace, will always remain in the hearts of the Soviet people, of the whole of progressive humanity." That is all of the TASS announcement so far, but it appears that everything that we've been speculating about for many months now, and in fact, right through this morning, as Soviet radio and television played somber music, usually an indication that something like this was in the wind, we now have confirmation from TASS that at 10 minutes to 5, yesterday, I repeat, yesterday afternoon, Yuri Andropov died.
And that is the announcement. It is official in Moscow. The man who has not been seen since August 18th is dead. This has been a Radio Net Alert Bulletin from CBS News. This is Reed Collins in New York.
On WCCO Radio, 5:33 now.